showtime.
It's time for that radio show everyone loves.
Do not attempt to change the station. Just listen, and we'll keep broadcasting.
It's time to begin the show.
1039 LI News Radio presents Your Island, the very best in talk radio, with your host, Tom Shalero.
And once again, welcome back to our midweek edition here on Your Island 103.9 LI News Radio. Now, this segment of our program is being brought to you by the Suffolk County Patrolman's Benevolent Association. That's right, folks, the PBA serves to support law enforcement, participate in special events and programs all designed to help and protect our community. They care about you and keeping us all safe, from the anti-drinking and driving campaigns to protecting our children with education on the Megan's Law. PBA promotes a great relationship between the police and the people it's sworn to serve. Suffolk County is one of the safest counties in the country, and the PBA takes pride in its strong belief in our security. They have honored our fallen heroes and contribute greatly to our suburban way of life. Invited to visit their website at www.suffolkcountypba.org. Noel DiGirolamo, president. Once again, another special show. We have the folks from CSCA in the studio. We're going to be talking about some of the different aspects. And again, one of their unit presidents, brand new to the show. We'll be speaking a little bit about what's going on over there at Farmingdale College. I did want to begin. I know we spent the last couple of days talking about all this stuff with football players taking a knee and all of that. And I just wanted to relate something very quick that happened last night. I was very lucky last night. I went to the Nassau County Coliseum. I saw the great Paul McCartney in concert, and who shows up with the great Long Islander, Billy Joel. And so they were up on stage together. It was just absolutely phenomenal to see the Coliseum packed with screaming fans, everybody talking to one another. You know, it kind of got away from that mode that I was talking about, the divisiveness of the NFL. But obviously, those of you who've been to concerts know that they leave, and then, of course, everybody screams encore, encore, they come back. So when Paul McCartney comes back for his encore, he's got this huge American flag, and he's waving it all over the place when he comes back. And I've never saw a crowd go absolutely insane over the flag. And I think a lot of that had to do with all of this debate where people just want to watch football. That's what people want to do. And they don't want to watch these protests and so on. And that was the consensus of many of the people who had called in the last couple of days. I wanted to relate that because it kind of made us feel good, you know, in the sense that there's a time and a place for everything. We come out very strongly for our First Amendment privileges and our First Amendment rights. And to a large extent, we all feel that way. But maybe we just want to watch football on Sundays. Or maybe we just want to see a concert or something like that and not have to be emboldened with protests and so on. So I just wanted to relate that. That did happen to me last night, and it was kind of good to get away from that debate.
Kind of helped you forget about everything that else was going on.
Yeah, exactly, and really felt good. Plus, the music was great, and Billy Joel, Long Islander Billy Joel, and the great Paul McCartney, who, by the way, is a Long Islander, lives out there in Amagansett, East Hampton, and so on. But anyway, let's get going.
You got his address? I need an autograph.
Yeah, well, he's I see him a lot of times in the town. I see him quite a bit. Now, Nick Lamort, president of the CSEA, Long Island Region 1, and of course, returning also is Wendy Bowie. Wendy's just absolutely fantastic. She's the communications specialist over there at Region 1. And we have Jim Venneroni. Jim is the president, and I think newly minted president. Am I right, Nick?
Yes. Jim's brand new.
Yeah.
He's
and you got right, so many presidents.
We picked them right out of the ground.
All right. I don't know if we should say that. But remember, this is live radio. Okay. President of 606 over there at SUNY Farmingdale, which, by the way, is a great campus. I want to say this to Jim. I taught over there in the adjunct department in criminal justice for many, many years ago. I always was impressed with the campus. Now, when I say impressed, I'm impressed with the grounds and the parking lot and the way in which that place runs. Now, I'll start with you, Jim. Your folks are really in charge of the infrastructure there. Is that correct?
We have approximately about 230 CSA employees, okay, and we have 10,000 students.
Wow.
So, not counting the staff, we have probably about well over 1,000 adjunct assistant professors there. So, we basically run the campus. Now, us, nothing gets done.
Does there shift work for your folks, the 606? In other words, you guys have to work on Saturdays and Sundays? And
we do have some staff that work the heating plant,
yes,
in case any emergencies happen. The campus is 100 years old, so we have a lot of pipes that may break on the weekend, or the heating may just go down the tubes on a cold day, and they're there 24/7.
You would think that would almost have to be with a campus that size and that many students and that many teachers. And I know they have weekend classes.
We have weekend classes. You know, the parking is tight right now, to say the least. I mean, you're talking about 10,000 students, the majority of those commuters. We have our hands full.
All right. Now, maintenance of the parking lots and things like that, is that still part of your structure?
We have grounds. We have custodial. We have, of course, maintenance, carpentry. Of course, I'm one of the locksmiths there. Between keeping them clean, the grass cut, you know, it's a 24/7 job.
And your involvement, obviously, you're new with this. But I mean, as far as president of the local, it's almost got to be, there's got to be a passion inside to really represent the folks. And, you know, again, I've spoken to many elected officials and on that level. But on your level, you have a constituency now.
Yeah. You know, I've been a CSA employee since 1982. Not dating myself, but I've always been a civil service worker. Between the town, county, school district, federal government. So, you know, yeah, to fit into these, step into this role right now, yeah, you know what, that was on the edge at one point, but I'm starting to feel it.
In a positive way.
Oh, yeah, in a positive way. We're doing a lot of great things over in Farmingdale State College right now. You know, we're having, going to look at a Staff Appreciation Day in September where management's going to step into our shoes. We're going to step into management's shoes.
Okay, we got to talk about that. That's interesting. I didn't have that when I was there. I was there for about 5 years as an adjunct, but I was teaching a couple of classes. So you're actually switching.
We're actually having positive, talks with management now. That didn't happen in the past. So we have a good working, good talking relationship. I can go ahead and knock on the vice president's door and say, hey, how you doing? Or hey, Dr. Nader, how's it going? We have that kind of relationship now, where in the past we didn't have that. We had just established our local website, CSAlocal606.org.
And you didn't have one prior?
No.
Wow.
Nothing. Everything was done on posted on a bulletin board, and you know, hopefully people saw it.
Welcome to the 21st century.
So that's all going to be put out to the membership on October 2nd, our next meeting.
Okay.
So we're excited, to say the least, about that.
It all sounds good. 631-451-1039 is our number if you have a call or a question. Nick Lamort, once again, Nick is the president of CSCA, the local Region 1, Nassau, Suffolk County. Suffolk County, correct?
Both,
yes, Region 1. All right, now, back to Nick. Breath of fresh air, John Vinneroni.
Absolutely.
Sounds great.
Absolutely. We had a crazy election period over there, mm-hmm. and maybe the word didn't get out to everyone. We try, as Wendy knows, communications is probably one of the toughest things that we do in this union. And I don't care if it's a village, a town, a county, a state facility, a SUNY. It's just sometimes you're always going to hear, oh, I didn't know that. Oh, I didn't know you were having a meeting. Oh, I didn't know there was a holiday party. Oh, you know, it could
be. Well, how does that happen? I mean, it just.
Well, because. In my small mind, someday they're going to put a computer chip in every member of CSEA, so when I say something, they'll hear it.
Okay.
And that is really far-fetched.
Can't edit that
in the olden
either.
Days, it was 1984, but now it's 2017. Nick Lamort said it.
Yeah. Okay. But, you know, it is important for communications and for people to know what's going on.
Well, we have newspapers. We have now we have websites. Now we have MailChimp. And we use all these things, but there are some people that are reluctant to give you an email address or a cell phone number. So, you know, they don't want to be bothered, and we understand that. But then don't complain to the union that you missed a holiday party or you missed a meeting or you missed some information on a benefit that we just negotiated or, God forbid they didn't vote on their state contract, which we're getting the numbers now to find out by local how many did vote. So, you know, we got 230 people there. I'm hoping 230 people voted.
Well, obviously that's your livelihood. I mean, union.
You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised.
I could remember I was a negotiator for the at the time it was the Park Police Union,
yeah.
And we went over to the Suffolk County PBA, one of the great sponsors of this program, along with the CSEA, and how important that was to get that out to the membership that this is your life,
right?
You know,
this
and it can go
livelihood.
Either way.
You're right. You could change,
but that contract you spoke about last time—that's all.
That's all done. It's all good. I think right now people are getting their retroactive checks.
Next month, I think October 4th,
something like that.
Something like that.
So
there
you go. We're right on the schedule. They did say October, and then there was a rumor that they weren't going to get them. So we had to squash that thing.
That rumor usually, from my experience as a union person, usually starts with somebody who's just not happy within the union.
Exactly.
Ranks.
It's a very bad, negative thing to.
I also wanted to bring up, you may or may not want to comment, but very impressed on the fight in Nassau County over the hospital and the jail, I think the medical care at the jail.
We've been saying that our members do it the best.
Yeah.
And when they contract it out, it could be just the medical stuff. It could be custodial staff at a university, Stony Brook. It could be, you know, a variety of things. It was the sewer district in Nassau County, not to take away the program from Farmingdale or Jimmy, but I'm going to tell you, that's a very bad thing to start happening. This privatization, and they give the jobs away. The management's got no control of those of the workers because they don't work for the university. They work for somebody else. And it's really a terrible thing to do. And then when you do the crunch the numbers, you're better off with your own in-house staff than you are contracting out the work.
And, you know, again, very impressed on how the CSEA just worked. There was no giving up in Nassau County when it came to that.
We'll have to bring Jerry back in.
Yeah, Jerry was on the program, and just the way in which that's coming about at that point.
Right.
I have to say impressive because it's not just about your workers. It's about what's right, as you just said. You know,
exactly.
When government tends to contract out, there always is that lack of motivation, the lack of pride in the work. You know, when it comes to that, I've seen that, you know, over the years, and I'm sure you have too.
I agree.
You know, again, speaking to Jim, you could speak for your membership now. You have that, you know, as the president. You get that impression, I'm sure.
You know, I've worked for the federal government, and, you know, they tried to go to privatization. Mm. You know, retired law enforcement. Privatization, you don't get that kind of quality employee, I hate to say it, but compared to when you have someone who's dedicated to doing a job day in, day out, 24/7, 365. You know, the employees we have at Farmingdale, once you get to Farmingdale, they don't leave. We've have people there 35, 40, 45 years. Yeah. We have people there in their 90s working.
It's a pleasant place to
work. It really is.
Because, you know, again, from my personal experience over there, it's just been great. But a lot of plant management, though. There's a lot of things that you're doing there.
Yeah, I mean,
not an easy job. I wouldn't want to be you guys.
You got to see the construction in that place. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was born and raised in North Massapequa, and my grandmother used to take me to the Aggie school.
That's right. Remember the Aggie? I do
the
remember
pigs
that. Yeah.
And the cows and
growing up,
and the
same
you don't remember that, do you, Jim?
Yeah, I do. Mother brought me over there.
Wendy
yeah.
doesn't.
No, yeah. I don't.
But there were cows there, and
there
it
were
was
pigs,
like,
the chickens. You used to get ice cream there, milk, everything over there. Yep.
It was one of the few. There's still agricultural SUNY schools upstate.
Yes,
I believe.
Yes, I believe Cobleskill.
Cornell,
Cornell, Cobleskill.
Were you working there at that point, those years ago?
No, I started there 2.5 years ago at Farmingdale.
Oh, okay.
So I retired from the government, and this position came up, and I had a skill, and they liked me.
But to the point of the expertise of the individual members, I mean, I found that in almost any time we do something with organized labor, I'm always impressed, impressed.
You will find that many of the secretaries, they actually run a department, are CSEA employees who, they're keeping everything together.
And we find that once again Wendy Bowie, communications specialist. Wendy, some good things, you guys. It's not just about union contracts and negotiation and so on, and even working at a public place, but going beyond some of the events that have happened in this country, in Houston and in Florida and so on.
Yeah, I mean, our members are really great about giving back and being philanthropic. We just had last weekend in the city of Long Beach, down at the beach, we had the Long Beach unit, I should say, they did a hurricane relief concert. They organized with the city of Long Beach itself, and they did a lot of work to have the hurricane relief concert. Bands volunteered to come out and play on the beach for free. They sold candy, they sold t-shirts, water, and they had an original goal. I'll say they wanted $13,000. They made $13,000. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
And they think they're going to make another couple of thousand, and it's all going to go to hurricane relief efforts.
Yeah. And is that something, though? I've seen it quite a bit, too, that unions, particularly CSEA, they get involved in stuff like that. Is that
always?
Are you approached to do this, or just it tends to come within?
It comes within all the time. Our members come up with these ideas and they decide this is something that we want to do. Or they hear about an organization and they say, this is a really good cause. I want to be a part of that. Like Relay for Life. We just had that not too long ago either as well. They had an original goal of $2,000 and they wound up walking away making $7,000.
It's now up to $8,000.
Oh my gosh, $8,000. I mean, a ton of money. And what they're doing, it's not just because it was the Women's Committee who organized the event.
Right.
But the Women's Committee, they work with other locals. Other locals will donate money from their local funds and give towards an important cause. So the American Cancer Society is going to get a nice chunk of money to do some work with.
So important. I know, Nick, you've been on quite a bit on this program. There's always something. And when it comes to
this type amazing. And to have someone like Jim step up with only 2.5 years of service in the facility is like phenomenal. And he brought with him a great team. They got a great treasurer, and Ray Scotto, and the other two officers. One is a bring over from the former Slate team. And I tell you, they're raring to go. They're raring to go. It's really come together. I'm very proud of them. And, I'm always there for them. And I installed them a couple of weeks ago, and we had a great time. We had a nice end-of-the-year party for everybody. And, it was supposed to be a barbecue, but unfortunately the weather didn't...
But that's a morale builder.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not just, guys are having another party.
You're going to see some great things coming out of SUNY Farmingdale, I'm telling you.
This winter is the first time on a campus that we're not going to actually have the membership meeting on the campus. It's actually going to be Carlisle on the Green.
Nice. Do I get an invitation?
Sure, come on down. Okay. Absolutely. 5:30 to 8:30, DJ, buffet dinner.
Nice.
Soda, coffee, tea, cash bar. During the summer, we're going to have a barbecue. We're looking at Belmont State Lake Park. Bring your family. You know what? There's lots of activities to do at the park.
Local 606, how many members?
Approximately 230.
All right, that's a pretty sizable.
Yeah, when you count their families, there are some young people there just starting families, just starting out there. Yeah, bring your kids down. There's lots of things to do. We'll have giveaways or little favors or something like that. It's something that they're not accustomed to. They never had this before. Right. So by opening up that door for them, I think you'll see a lot more people get involved in the workings of the CCA.
I would say that creates a sense of appreciation amongst the membership, right? When you do those things for them.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
It's something they've never had before, and it's something they're going to have to get accustomed to.
Like a reward for hard work.
Things that, like you mentioned, Nick mentioned Ray Scotto. Ray and I we've known each other since 1992. We both retired and, we're a pretty good team over there in Farmingdale. Stephanie Williams, the secretary, Pete Schultz, the vice president. We're having a good time right now doing it. We have an office, the union office. We've kind of changed that. We're in the process of – it's actually going to be the members' office, the membership's office. So if you want to have lunch there with the other members, let us know. We'll open up the office for
you. None of this was done before?
No.
Yeah, it's got to be a good feeling that when you take over a new administration, no matter what level it is, to make changes, positive changes.
I'll tell you, we've had some changes within the region on the local level and also on the unit level. Folks that had been there a long time maybe forgot their way and took it too personally and became a little dictatorial, didn't share information, that kind of stuff. They all lost. They lost. And we have a whole wealth of new, energized folks. I was just in the office this morning with the new president of the town of Smithtown. And you know what's going on over there with the politics.
They're going to have a new change in supervisors.
We're putting together a PAC committee, and that's where we're going to head with SUNY Farmingdale. Now that we have a state contract, we can move on to other issues.
Exactly. Now, before we take our break, this segment of our program is being brought to you by the great Motorcycle Rights and Safety Advocacy Group, Long Island Abate. American Bikers for Awareness, Training, and Education promotes safety on our roads for the 2- and 3-wheeled rider to ensure automobile drivers look and see and know that motorcycles are everywhere. Safety is the key. They promote training, Common Sense Laws. Attend court proceedings to ensure justice for those involved in motorcycle accidents where a driver is drunk, distracted, or recklessly careless. Call Abate President Jim Barr at 1-888-LI-ABATE or visit the website longislandabate.org and Eastern Portable X-Ray Corporation. Can you imagine your doctor calls you up? You need an X-ray. You need an EKG. You need an ultrasound. You're not feeling good. You don't want to leave the house. They come right to you. That's why they call them Eastern Portable X-Ray. They have state-of-the-art equipment, the best technicians. Their slogan is, we travel, not the patient. All veterans are now covered with all insurances. Very simple to do. Give your doctor a call. He writes out the script, and they're at your door. Same-day service. No waiting, no appointments, no travel. Ambulance service not needed anymore. Your results are within an hour. EPXray.com or 800-684-5800. I'm your host, Tom Shalero, talking with the CSEA. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back.